Hey everybody, so glad to be talking to you again today. So President Trump is planning to cut Planned Parenthood funding. Thank God. I wish it would just all out, just be done and over with. I don't like my taxpayer dollars having to go to this, but if it's got to be something, I'll take a cut. I'd rather take a cut in finances than have it continue on and on. Okay, so the Trump administration is announcing finally its intentions to cut a significant amount of taxpayer funding from Planned Parenthood. I say they should just defund the whole thing, but hey, this is a step in the right direction. And other abortion businesses as well. Now, the proposed regulation will also be better to protect victims of sexual assault, incest, and rape, because it'll require that any Title X funded documents their compliance with state reporting laws when they encounter potential victims. So in 1970, Title X was enacted by Congress to provide federal tax dollars for what is termed family planning, but also explicitly banned funding for abortion, and stating, this is an exact quote right here, "None of the funds appropriated under this title shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning," end quote. So in 1988, the Reagan administration put regulations in place which mandated that Title X programs may not promote, counsel, or refer clients for abortions, or co-locate or combine family planning services with abortion activities. And it also required not only complete financial separation, but also physical separation of abortion activities from Title X service sites and separate personnel. The Supreme Court upheld the Reagan regulation in 1991 in Russ versus Sullivan, but when pro-abortion President Bill Clinton took office, he reserved them. So recently, almost 200 lawmakers sent a letter to Alex Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, urging that the Reagan regulations be put back in place, albeit without prohibiting counseling for abortion. So here's a direct quote. This comes from an administration official, and this official said this in an interview with the Weekly Standard. Here's a direct quote. Quote, "Unlike the Reagan regulation, the proposal will not prohibit counseling for clients about abortion, but neither will it include the current potentially illegal mandate that projects must counsel and refer for abortion. This proposal does not necessarily defund Planned Parenthood as long as they're willing to disentangle taxpayer funds from abortion as a method of family planning, which is required by the Title X law. Any grantees that perform, support, or refer for abortion have a choice: disentangle themselves from abortion or fund their activities with privately raised funds," end quote. Okay, so the Susan B. Anthony list noted in a press release, quote, "The protest life rule will fulfill a campaign promise made by President Trump to stop taxpayer funding of abortion businesses like Planned Parenthood and will direct tax dollars to Title X centers that do not promote or perform abortions. Similar regulations were upheld by the Supreme Court in 1991 in Russ versus Sullivan, 500 U.S. 173, end quote. SBA list President Marjorie Dannenfelser noted that Planned Parenthood, quote, "is responsible for more than 300 abortions a year." You know, when you actually do the math and average that out, that's about one abortion every 97 seconds. That is insane. And has been receiving to $60 million in Title X taxpayer funds annually, end quote. So any tax dollars that are cut from abortion chains like Planned Parenthood will instead be redirected to legitimate healthcare providers, like community healthcare centers and things like that, which vastly outnumber Planned Parenthood facilities. Now, Planned Parenthood receives $500 million in taxpayer funding every single year. Half a billion. Despite the fact that its healthcare services are continually decreasing while its abortions are increasing. Planned Parenthood tries to masquerade itself as a legitimate healthcare organization, claiming that abortion is only 3% of what it does, but that is an absolute lie. And actually, Live Action has a phenomenal video. It's under 4 minutes. It's 3 minutes and 58 seconds, but you should go check it out. It's called Debunking Planned Parenthood's 3% Abortion Myth, and it's put out by Live Action. It's very well done, and it totally debunks this myth. That is not 3% of what they do. Now, because they make the most money from their abortions, so of course that is going to be the commodity or the service or whatever you want to call it that they're going to push for people seeking help. When it comes to like products like iPhones or computers or actual products and services that people can use, sure, that's fine. You find out what the products that sell best. You find out what those are, and then you focus in on those, and you improve those. And I mean, that's capitalism. That's great. But when it comes to baby deaths, that is just abhorrently evil. Abhorrently evil. So the reality is simple. Planned Parenthood is not a healthcare organization, and it only serves a small percentage of women. The Abortion Corporation continually misleads the public about the services that it provides, as in the cases of mammograms and prenatal care and things like that. And its priority is clearly abortion. Now, most Americans are also against taxpayer-funded abortions. So it's long past time for Planned Parenthood to be defunded, and hopefully this is a first step. So listen, we all got to rally together and pray about this because it's really important. And I would even suggest sending letters to congressmen, to your local government, to send letters, emails, Facebook messages, tweets. If you follow some of them on Twitter, let's just totally flood these people with this stuff because it's really important. I mean, I think it's something like 60 million abortions have been performed. That's insane. Clearly, it's a business of blood. It's a business of dead babies. It's not women's health care. That's not the money-making service that they're providing. The money-making service they're providing is abortions. And I know I do a lot of videos on this, and actually I haven't received a single shred of criticism about that, which tells me two things. For one thing, leftists, people on the left, they're not watching my videos, and I wish they would. But not only that, but conservatives, my audience, the people that actually do watch this, there's nothing to criticize because it's correct. It's right. The moral thing is to just get rid of abortion altogether. And there are other ways to handle an unwanted pregnancy. And we've done videos on that in the past and we'll continue to do them, in the future. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about that. Please, for all the Christians out there, and I'm certainly going to be praying about this too. Pray for our president. Pray that this is a first among very few, very quick steps towards defunding Planned Parenthood and getting rid of the scourge of abortion in our country. We can get rid of it in our country first and then the world. That would be great. Remember, it's similar to slavery. You know, a couple hundred years ago, the entire world had the scourge of slavery. America was the one that stopped it. America was the one that actually decided, no, we're not going to do this anymore. It's wrong. And they stopped slavery. And that has been influential. Now, of course, there's a lot of places in the world that still practice slavery, and it's evil and it's terrible, but there's a lot of social pressure for that to stop. But we don't practice it here. So same thing. Let's be the country that stops abortion, that stops killing our children. Let's be the one that sets the example for the rest of the world so it can stop in other places too. So let's pray about that together. I would absolutely love that, and I'll come in agreement with you in your prayers. So anyway, all that being said, thank you so much for watching. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is the central hub for everything we do here at Josh Peck Disclosure. We're constantly increasing in quality, and it's been just an amazing ride, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for this show. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and I want to give a very big thank you to everybody who has and is currently and will donate. Thank you so much for your donations, because this is how we've been able to improve the quality. This is how we've been able to do a lot of the stuff that I really think we need more of in the world. I mean, we live in a culture that is run by people that want to censor censor us. They want to shut us up. They don't like Christianity. They don't like conservatism. And they don't like ideas. They don't like attacking ideas. They like emotionally attacking people rather than logically attacking ideas. Because I think the left has found out long ago they can't win if it's an attack of ideas. They can't win that battle. So instead, they go to ad hominem attacks, they go to emotional outbursts, they do stuff like that. They act like children, really. Listen, we need to take this back, and we need to start to be okay again if somebody calls us some names, if somebody calls us racist or bigoted, or if somebody calls us hateful or whatever. You know what? Fine. The world is going to call everything that is good evil, and they're going to call everything that is evil good. Just look at abortion. Obviously, it's evil, and they're calling it good. So look, if they're hurling insults at you, if they're calling you racist, bigoted, it doesn't mean that you actually are. It doesn't mean you actually are. I mean, if you think that certain races are not human or something, then yeah, then you're a racist. You should knock it off. But it doesn't mean that you actually are, and you shouldn't care what they think anyway. They're a bunch of bullies. They don't have any logic or reason to stand on. That's why they insult people like me and you. So don't be bothered by it. You know, who cares? They're acting like children. Let's treat them like children. And we need to take away this shiny toy of abortion away from them, because our children need it. Our children's children need it. And future generations of the world need it. So, okay, head on over to Josh Peck Disclosure. If you can, leave a donation. That would be phenomenal. It's greatly appreciated. Even if you can only donate $1 or $3 or $5 a month, you could even go to patreon.com/Josh Peck. That's a really good place to donate, because if you donate there, you get entered into contests. You can get some free books. Lots of cool stuff there, so make sure to check that out. All right, until next time, thank you so much for joining me, and I love you all. So take care and God bless.